For Radioactive's Morgan White, pole dancing is a sanctuary. In this creative essay, White reflects on her experience taking pole dancing classes, and she explores the importance of being fully yourself in front of people who respect your body as your own. Just a heads up, this is a story about sexuality, and it briefly mentions sexual trauma in the beginning. Please take care when listening.
When I was younger, I didn't really think about my sexuality or what I wanted from it, but I started to get a lot of attention. This led me to one of my first sexual experiences, which was negative and non-consensual. This held me back from feeling grounded in my body and sexuality. Although it happened years ago, my ability to feel completely comfortable in my body eroded. It made me feel uncomfortable around the idea of being sexual, and largely led to me having body image issues. A few months ago, I stumbled across a YouTube video called The Try Guys Try Pole Dancing.
Pole dancing, pole art, sexy pole stuff. I really have no idea how this will go. I'm very afraid that I'm not strong enough to do it.
The video was really funny, but it also covered some serious topics. I never thought that pole dancing could have anything to do with reclaiming your own body. Some of the teachers talked about their own healing from trauma through pole dancing. So I decided to try it. I looked up the nearest pole dancing studio and took my first class.
Gorgeous!
Pole is a sanctuary. It has deepened my self-love and boosted my confidence. It's an allowance and appreciation for myself as a sexual being. To be fully myself in front of others who respect and value my body as my own. I felt the change in me, but I wondered if the change was clear to others.
Yeah, there's been a lot of change in you. I've seen your confidence go way up, and you started just, like, walking with more confidence and talking with more confidence and acting with more confidence. It was, like, a really significant change. Wow. And I was really impressed, and I was like, oh my god, I gotta try this. It was fantastic.
Well, so, you did try it.
I did.
And how did that go?
It was so much fun. It was like the most positive and safe environment I've like ever been in. You know, everybody was so supportive. I felt safe to be like sexual for like in a way that I've never have before. I felt free to be like a sexual being without being sexualized. And it was so freeing and wonderful. And I had so much fun.
That was my best friend, Anna Hurtado. And this is what my pole dancing classes sound like. Yet my experience around pole dancing hasn't come without opinions, and oftentimes discomfort from others.
Pole isn't inherently sexual.
As long as you don't post about it, it's fine.
It's a pole fitness thing, not like actual stripping.
I want to come watch you in your classes.
You talked about pole dancing, so it only makes sense that they thought they could make sexual comments. So it only makes sense that it's fine. Sexual
pole
comments.
Pole isn't inherently sexual.
I want to come watch you in your classes.
Yeah. After a couple months of classes, I felt as though I had a breakthrough. It was when I decided to dance to Power by Billie Eilish. This song was powerful in my pole journey because it felt like it was telling my trauma story for me. It released something in me that had weighed me down for years, and I stopped caring what people thought. I've now been pole dancing for 9 months, and I've learned a lot. It's been eye-opening seeing the discomfort people feel towards pole dancing and sexuality in general. Not to mention the negativity society seems to have towards sex work. Pole dancing is rooted in sex workers' spaces and communities. I cannot celebrate pole dancing without celebrating sex workers. My experience as someone who came to pole dancing as a hobby, in a studio, is completely different from someone who learned pole dancing as a job. To pay rent and put food on the table. The fact that I can tell my story of healing through pole dancing when so many sex workers are silenced or gaslighted when they try to talk about their trauma says a lot about the balance of power in society. That's where I am in my pole journey. Learning about pole's roots in sex work, listening to sex workers, and supporting sex workers' rights. For Radioactive, this is Morgan White. Special thanks to all my voice actors and my dance studio, Divine Movement, that set up a special dance class for me to record audio. My mentor, Diana Capelong, my peer mentor, Iz Ortiz, my editor, Mary Heise, and last but not least, my story consultant, Stacey Clare. Her book, The Ethical Stripper, helped inform my thoughts and feelings throughout the telling of this story. To dive deeper, including more on sex workers' rights, check out our web post on KOW.org.